And it's Labor Day, many people relaxing from their labors. But people in parts of South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida are spending this day driving away from beaches after mandatory evacuation orders and ahead of Hurricane Dorian, now a Category 4 storm, but still considered very dangerous, and heading first for Florida. Awaiting Dorian, John Lugeri. He's on Flagler Beach, a barrier island, north of Daytona Beach, at the Oceanside Beach Bar and Grill, which he co-owns. And John, vulnerable populations, people in nursing homes, for instance, are being evacuated from your island, but you're staying?
Yes, yeah, so basically the wife and the kids, we usually try to bring them a little more inland, either send them away on a flight to some family relatives up north, or rent a cabin somewhere about an hour inland, anywhere off the barrier island.
Well, so what did you send the kids to the cabin?
We've been waiting for this next update and just really seeing what's going on with the storm since they're so unpredictable, especially when they start evacuating the vulnerable. I mean, that's just kind of a heads up saying, you know, better safe than sorry kind of thing. So that's when me and my brother, we pull the trigger and we get our own vulnerable population out of the county or even the state.
Yeah, well, we're hearing from the Bahamas. I'm sure you're seeing those pictures and the reports.
Oh my goodness.
I know, a seven.
Prayers for them, for sure.
Yeah, a little boy drowned. And this is one of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded. That's got to be chilling.
We've seen a lot of devastating storms, right? Even with Hurricane Andrew being one of the most fearsome storms ever to hit Florida. If this thing even stays 100 miles off the coast, you know, we just seen that with Matthew. And Matthew was absolutely devastating. Almost had an island around the restaurant. You know, we lost big chunks of the road on each side of us. And, you know, it's unbelievable about what kind of damage that can occur. And the economic impact afterwards, like no one ever sees the before and after. The week before, all the sales you lose, employees that you lose too. And it took almost a year and a half to get back to where we are. And we finally started to see some light at the end of the tunnel. You know, this has been a very tough year for Flagler Beach as it is because of the major road construction. And this was repairing from 3 years ago for Matthew.
Right. Well, and so that raises the question. By the way, you say you see the light at the end of the tunnel, and there's that saying, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a train, you know.
bearing, you never know what's going to happen.
Bearing down on you. And so still, the question, why are you staying? I know the restaurant's made of concrete. With an aluminum roof, that roof could go. You have workers. While we were getting ready to talk, I heard you talking to your chef. So if you stay open, others stay there to work with you. Are you worried about the risk?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're definitely not putting anyone's lives at risk. You know, we have more than 36 hours to evacuate from any severe impact from the storm. You know, we're usually the last ones to close and the first ones to open. And we do this for our community. And everyone looks like this morning I've had anywhere from, even though we are closed, I had some locals still come in and I'm still taking care of them. And police chiefs, I mean, we have people still need money, they still need hours. Yeah. So the people that are choosing not to leave, hey, voluntarily, if you want to come in, this is what we're doing. Like, we're prepping every amount of food that we have in here, and we're going to go donate it to any shelters, because at the end of the day, that's going to be lost, and we're trying to prepare for that.
So you see yourself as a service to the community to have food on hand for people who are there, but also providing income for people who work with you. Look, this is an area that is vulnerable. There's a huge project there, protective berms along your shoreline. That finished in February, $20 million project. But we're hearing about, you know, rising waters, Florida sinking. Is there a part of you saying, you know, when do we decide to pull up stakes for good? Or maybe that's an unfair question as you've got a storm bearing down on you now.
Well, you know, it's just realistic views and what can happen. You see so many different catastrophic events. And the king tide, I mean, the king tide, I can't believe that the timing of this, you know, the water is so high, even over my dock already, and the storm isn't, you know, still 36 hours away. You know, it's just one of those things to where the timing of this storm, if we were ever going to go under and flood, this would be it. And this is going to be a true test to see what's going to happen. What is Flagler Beach future going to look like? Or even the Florida Central Coast? Because so much of us have been impacted just in the last few years. To see these many storms back to back is pretty unheard of.
Yeah. King tides, the highest tides possible. You've got that in addition to one of the biggest Atlantic storms ever recorded bearing down on you. But you're saying you will go if it seems too risky.
My brother has been our anchor here. He has an H1 Hummer, and he usually is the first one to report on the scene. And he feels that it's his duty. We've been here now for 3 generations. I mean, we have everything here. And if this gets wiped out, we literally are left with nothing. But at the end of the day, you know, we pray and we thank God, and hopefully, you know, we're not going to go through any crazy amounts of devastation. But believe me, we are staying, but we are fully prepped. We have the tools, we have the resources. So I urge everyone, if you're not fully prepared, if you don't have a vehicle with a snorkel on that can get through 5, 6, 7 feet of water, then you get out. I mean, and we're fortunate enough that we do have tools at our disposal that will keep us safe.
That's John Lucherai, co-owner of the Oceanside Beach Bar and Grill on Flagler Island, the barrier island, just north of Daytona Beach. And that's where he's been talking to us. And John, we just wish you the best. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much.